Hello, everyone. This is Bella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Just wanted to come on here. We're going to play some tunes tonight. I'm subbing for this show. I'm really happy to be here. But yeah, I have some friends in the studio as well, and they'll get to talk soon. They're currently silent as the song plays out. Yeah, but enjoy the rest of the song, and yeah. All right. Sorry, I like came in randomly. I just needed to plug the fact that you're listening to WMFO. It's pretty awesome. Those last two tracks were Abalone by Pax, which was recently released. And I love it. It's awesome. And, oh my God, I'm so sorry to my mom, because I'm going to mispronounce this. Tudo o que você podia ser by Milton Nascimento. Just some cool tunes. I have some friends. I'm making sure their mics are up. Friends in the studio. If you guys want to introduce yourselves, feel free. Yeah, go for it.
I'm Willa Batty.
I'm Noah Cutler.
I'm Max Rockman. I guess we're going with last names.
And I'm Maddie Greenstein.
Wow, the full name. I'm Bella Jahari. yeah, are you guys excited to be here?
So excited.
Very much so.
I always bring them to the studio. They're always very, very
always.
Fun.
This is the second time.
Well, like, out of all the sub shows, you guys occupy, like, what, 20% maybe? Before we even get started, we just need to talk about something super exciting happening at 11 p.m. tonight.
Oh, if you yeah. Yeah.
So, big surprise. I'm in cheap socks, and we have our last show of the semester tonight.
Whoa.
Yes, I know. Bittersweet.
Katie, just for anyone out there that might not know, what would you say cheap? How would you describe cheap socks in 250 words or less?
It is so fun. I'm going to go 250. It is so fun. Yeah, it's an improv group.
There you go.
And, so come to the Terrace Room at 11. I didn't prepare like a little statement, but
I'm super excited. Is everyone super excited? What's the theme?
Oh, political advent calendar. So we had a bunch of fake political ads on our
Very
Instagram.
Very funny. But yeah, please go support Liv. We love Cheap Socks in the studio. There is like something written on the wall. It says, come see Cheap Socks. And you should listen to that.
It's a little small.
We all love Cheap Socks.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to let my friends play some songs soon. But getting to the studio, it was a little frazzling. So I'm going to play another one of my songs because I am monopolizing. This next song is super fun and just chill, and I love it, and I love listening to it, and it makes me feel happy. It's Sycamore by Bill Callahan. So we're going to listen to that. Maybe you'll hear some songs that my friends picked out, but we'll see as we go. So please enjoy this next song, and yeah.
Yeah.
There's sap in the trees if you tap them. There's blood on the seas if you map them. Christian, if you see your papa, tell him I love him. He taught me to love in the wild and fight in a gym. He taught me the bottle gives birth to a cup. And you won't get hurt if you just keep your hands up. Like sycamore.
Bella pointed at me And I guess that means I'm supposed to say something. So that song was Venus by Shocking Blue. I love that song. It's really jaunty, very 60s. Yeah, that's all.
That's awesome. All right, this next track.
Oh my God.
Got some mic shuffling in the studio.
This is one of mine. Am I okay distance from the mic?
Yeah, I can. Okay. Yeah, you can.
Wonderful. So I know we're being like freeform, but I actually have a theme for my selections
tonight, and it's
music from movies that I like. So this is Back in the New York Groove by Ace Frehley, as featured in the movie American Animals. And I just want to plug this movie. Bella, I feel like you would go crazy for this movie.
I probably would.
But it's very underseen. The only people I've ever talked to who have watched this movie are people who I've told to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's a true story about these four college guys who decide they're going to pull an art heist kind of just because.
Oh, that's so fun.
I know this movie.
You've seen this? Okay,
yes.
Thank God. Love to find someone else who's seen this movie. It's really, really good. I really suggest you check out American Animals. It came out, like, 2017. This is a song that is featured in it. So let's
give it a listen. Yeah. Enjoy.
In the morning, will you sing to me? Brush my hair while I'm still sleeping. When I'm crying, will you kiss me? Or just stay? driving in your car. We turn toward the window with a taciturn smile, the way lovers admire from afar.
Okay, so that song was Idle Sympathy by Bella Porter. And if you're wondering what song is currently playing in the background right now, it is Hogwarts March. It's a classic. And these next two songs go out to City Greenstein, a.k.a. Sudsy.
What's the relevance of Hogwarts March? I feel like you need to...
Do I need to do it?
No, you don't need to if you don't want to.
I can't do it. It's too late. It already passed. But the karaoke version has some great lyrics. Yeah.
Wait. Okay, that's awesome. Sorry.
What?
Just,
So the next two songs are Booster Seat by Spacey Jane and Dreams by the Cranberries. And these were sent in to be played by Sudsy. And I hope you enjoy them, City and others.
Yes. Okay. Here are the songs. Enjoy.
Soul's just a container.
Time.
Okay, so we already said this, but that last track was Dreams by the Cranberries. And now it's 9:44:45. So it's time for a PSA, which my lovely... Is it you?
Is it
you
that's going to read it? It is me.
My lovely friend Max is going to read, so take it away.
So here's a PSA on the world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half of the world's population combined, according to Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the world's poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Awesome. That was great, Max.
Thank you so much.
We have a couple of things we need to say. First of all, Maddie has a noise to make. I really don't know if that read well over the air. I think that was their impression. There you go. I think that was a little bit better of an airplane flying by. I know I lost about half of the audience. Okay, 3/4. Okay, well, so I guess I'm just talking to myself now. And they're all snickering back there. I hope that enriched your life in some way. And if it didn't, I apologize. But we like to keep it freeform here. And that's about as free and form as you can get. So first, I want to talk about the fact that apparently I have a radio voice. Can we talk about that?
You definitely do have a radio voice.
Let me do it.
So that last track. All right. So
the all right.
Track,
so is true.
All right. So
all right. So
yeah. All right.
So this next track is from a record. Like,
looks like we have a call in the studio.
Hello? To clarify, I used to be a theater kid. In fact, in many ways, I still am.
Used to.
Yeah. So I had this very annoying, loud voice. And I'm going to be so honest, I'm being what's called considerate. I don't make airplane noises. I'm just kidding. What?
Whoopsie doopsie.
No, it was very appreciated. I thought it was funny. I thought a little gig and chuck. A little snicker. So that was the first thing I wanted to talk about. So let me know if I do have a radio voice, if you know me in real life, if it sounds any different.
Comment down below.
Actually, yeah, go to the DJ chat and let me know if there's like an obvious radio voice, if I ever slip out of it. This next track. Oh my goodness. This next song is something I've been listening to a lot. And I actually feel like I don't have authority to talk about this. So I'm going to hand it over to our resident symphonier. That's not a word.
I don't think it is. It's okay.
Individual in a symphony.
Thank you.
Noah Cutler.
Okay. I really appreciate the hype that this has been getting from my friends, primarily Belle. I played in the symphony orchestra. Shout out to TSO.
Whoop whoop. So great. So awesome.
And very thankful for everyone who turned out, including these lovely people. And we played Overture to Candide by Leonard Bernstein. And it was a big hit. And if you pay attention to the cymbals that are in this song, you'll get a little taste of what I was doing at that concert. I was going.
Yeah, Noah's pretty awesome.
On the cymbals. So, yeah.
I've been listening to this so much.
I've been hearing about it. But yeah, this is just, if you don't mind, I'm going to plug for TSO a little bit. We're going on tour and, you know, we have a Redbubble store where you can buy some merch.
Wait, I was just about to ask if you have tour merch.
We do. So if you want to go to the TSO, I believe it's linked on their Instagram. Buy a shirt, buy a sticker, buy a poster, and it helps us out.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Thank you, Max. I really appreciate you know, that.
Yeah. So just if you wanna, that's cool. Okay. This song is Candied Overture. I'm so excited to play it, and I'm about to play it so hard right now. Yeah. Please enjoy Leonard Bernstein, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, that song was Echoes by Flight. I love Flight. They're a great band.
And I do too. Thank you for introducing me to them, Maddie. They're really great.
They're really great.
Yeah, Maddie also introduced me to this recently, and it immediately went into one of my playlists.
I actually found them by stalking someone's Spotify. Like, they came up on someone's Spotify that I follow.
I love doing that.
And I just clicked on there. Here's a question for you guys.
Let's hear
it. If you could eat any celebrity, who would you eat, and how would you prepare them?
I really don't feel comfortable answering that.
That is a great question, Maddie.
I'll tell you what I would do.
Okay, you know what? Here's what I would do. I would eat one of the Chrises because there are just too many of them.
Yeah, population control.
Yeah, exactly. Population control of the Chrises in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's smart.
different spelling, so...
Yeah.
She gets a pass.
She lives.
Yeah. I would personally put Rebecca Black in a blender and drink her like a smoothie.
Okay. I didn't know. Okay.
No hate to Rebecca Black.
Just don't want to backtrack on that comment.
Okay. Why don't we discuss the song that I played before this gets even weirder, which I don't know if we can come back from that really. But thank you, Maddie, for that insightful question.
Of course.
Sorry. The song that I played was Falling from the Twin Peaks soundtrack. Vocals by Julie Cruz and instrumentals by Angelo Badalamenti, who did the whole soundtrack for Twin Peaks and actually passed away like a couple days ago. So shout out to Angelo Badalamenti. Yeah, rest in peace. Twin Peaks, if you have not watched Twin Peaks, I would highly suggest going and doing that. It's very strange, very cool, surreal show that it sometimes is not good. Like, there's a rough patch in the second season where I was like, what are we doing here, guys? But then it picks up again. And honestly, it's, like, so unlike anything else I'd ever seen. I watched it, like, 2 years ago, maybe, and I probably think about it, like, once a week. So if you're looking for something that will change the wiring of your brain, go watch Twin Peaks. Nice. What do we got next on the docket?
Oh, well, the song after that one was called Yards Gardens by Kate Bollinger. I've recently discovered Kate Bollinger, and I'm on a big kick. I really love her music.
Awesome. So, okay, there's some like weird technical difficulties in this too, so I'm just gonna play some more songs and it'll be cool. But for now, this is Bella.
This is Noah.
This is Max.
And this is Maddie.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, enjoy this next song.
Alright, what happened?